The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday
Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
We're joined today by Paula. Paula, please share with us your story.
Well, my issue deals with Green Hill Farm, Lanford, in Wiltshire. We bought a lodge there in September 2022. It's a beautiful, small, lovely park on the edge of the New Forest. Our plan was we were going to use it as a base while traveling. Obviously, I had reservations regarding depreciation as it's not bricks and mortar, but the sales representative advised very forcefully to allow for only $10,000 per annum, and some people had even sold theirs for a profit, which I was somewhat dubious about, but they stated that they bought back lodges if we wanted to sell in future and we couldn't find a buyer. So originally I wanted a 3-bed, but he said they don't do 3 beds on their site. I later found out that was actually a lie. And he got a very healthy commission, as I was told by a reception lady, to give him a glowing feedback to ensure he got it. So this is something they encourage. If you speak very highly of the salespeople, it, for some reason, helps them with their commission. I don't understand that, but anyway, we were also given printouts of their letting scheme as proof that they could cover the yearly pitch fee and give us a healthy income. Again, a lie. It didn't even come close to covering the pitch fee. But when you're given all these sorts of documents by sales staff, your options are you believe them or you just assume they're lying. And the show they put on was very, very nice. It was very positive. So we bought the unit. It cost us £279,995, and we paid £500 insurance to cover breakage, etc., under their letting scheme. Aunt left suddenly and unexpectedly in November, but as I put most of my funds in from the sale of my house, I was left with the financial burden, which I was devastated, obviously personally, because my relationship had broken down, but obviously now I had this burden. I asked them if they would buy it back as my situation had changed and we'd only spent 2 weeks in it. To that point, I was told they would only offer me $170,000 back and that would only be viable if they could sell it for $247,000 as they'd have to include site fees, etc. So bear in mind, I bought it for $279,000 and I was told that they often sold for profit or they would buy them back for roughly the same amount. Whenever the general manager saw me around site, he'd put his head down and ignore me, whereas before he could not have been more helpful, which I'm sure you've heard before. And this was really horrible. I felt isolated and it just added to my distress. I lived there throughout the winter as I didn't know what to do next. I was told they were adding 90 new lodges on park and I would be in competition with them if I sold. So I was not allowed to put a for sale board up outside or in my lodge. So I decided to let it out for spring and summer while trying to sell it myself, but was then told I couldn't sell and also I couldn't let it out. So it felt like I was being backed into a corner, basically. I eventually got so desperate that I sold it back for the $170,000, which I'm pretty sure is what they wanted. And that was last March, actually, as the rising pitch fees and utilities were just getting out of hand. They were charging me £26, I think it was, to re-stick a £3 door hook I put up as I wasn't covered under the insurance, the £500 breakage insurance. So I just couldn't take it anymore. I really felt like I'd been identified as difficult and I was being backed into a corner. To insult me further, after I'd signed the contract to sell it back, they would pay it in 3 installments. So they're not going to pay me back the money in one lump sum. It's going to be paid in March, June and September while they rented my lodge out and took the income. I'm lost for words. I don't understand how this industry is getting away with ruining people's lives, because that's what it did. The owner is an ex-London banker. I suppose there was my red flag, but that's my own opinion about these things. To jump ship from banking to a world like this, why would you do that? You know, need I say more? It was just so much money to lose. I'm devastated and I'm really, really angry at myself. It's kind of a negative spiral. I've kept all my paperwork. I've kept all my emails in the hope that sooner or later, in some way, I can get justice, as I'll never recover from the shock or the loss of being so misled. Financially, it crippled me. I couldn't afford then to buy a bricks and mortar house. So I had to find a very cheap property and I moved to France on my own. I'll come back to the UK as I was so lonely and I was making myself ill, thinking about it constantly. It was just horrible. I've moved back close to family. I think I just wanted to get out of the UK. I was at a dangerously low point, which is when I decided, after sending begging emails to the owner of the park, to give the lodge back, as I couldn't live there with what was going on. It was by far the worst experience of my life. Even when I was sobbing and begging at one point for them to at least give me a fair price so I could move on, there was just no compassion. They don't care about customers. I said I'd been lied to numerous times and showed them what I'd signed. They just looked at each other, sales manager and reception, and they didn't do anything. I'm a grown woman crying in front of them, just asking for them to do me what is fair, and they wouldn't do that. So today things stand that the money's gone. I can never claw back about that amount of money. I will never get over how I was so callously treated. I still think about it a lot, especially as the park has expanded so much in the last year as they got permission for that. They promised everyone it would be a small, quiet haven, and it just grew out of control, and I wonder why. I'm not the only one at all on this park. I'm sure more will come forward. There's no regulations to protect people, and the financial fallout is life-changing for people. I just can't put it into words more than I already have. It's just devastating.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.